We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
But you're more like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent form for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I said, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, USA!
Hey, fam.
Hey, what's up, Yee?
I wasn't sure if somebody was on the line or not. I was like,
You wasn't positive?
Nope. Good
All
morning.
Right. Well, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day?
That's right. Today is Wednesday. It's hump day. Good morning.
Woo-hoo.
Yes, today is Wednesday. Today's my youngest one's birthday today. Brooklyn's birthday is today. She is the boss and the
Brooklyn.
Bully of the crib. So today is her birthday.
Look at you wishing you was from Brooklyn.
No, I didn't say I wish I was from Brooklyn. I just said she's the bully of the house, of the Casey Crew household. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Brooklyn.
You know, Brooklyn has really slept in my bed for the last, I would say, 5 months.
The whole borough?
No, not the whole borough. My daughter. Every night she finds a reason to get in my bed. I don't know what it is. It could be she heard something. She woke up in the middle of the night. She always sleeps in my bed, but I love it.
Wow, I just saw that. I didn't realize, the fight is happening in Vegas, Manny Pacquiao versus Errol Spence Jr.
Next weekend.
But now they're saying Errol Spence isn't fighting.
Really?
He had an eye injury, so Manny Pacquiao has a new opponent.
Oh.
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Sheesh, what was I doing yesterday?
I wonder what's going
to
happen, because I know a lot of people bought tickets to that fight.
He has to get surgery.
Because they want to see Errol.
Yeah, I was planning to go. Well, I'll be here.
All right. Well, there's 3 days left to my Coachella Atlantic City Cars show. So if you haven't got your tickets, get your tickets. Celebrity cars, amusement rides. I think the Ferris wheel just arrived. All types of obstacle courses, games. We have NASCAR actually coming. If you I'm sure you only see the NASCAR on TV, but we're bringing the NASCAR. They're going to have the pit crew and show you how to change the tires so fast. We have monster trucks. Cars from old school section to paid in full, which we're calling the Raising Canaan section now. It's so much fun. It's going to be a family fun day. So can't wait to see you guys in Atlantic City this weekend. All right. Now, the Lox will be joining us this morning.
Wow.
Jadakiss, Styles P, and Cheek Looch coming off of their versus win. We'll be kicking it with them.
Mm-hmm. That should be fun.
Yeah, that should be a lot of fun. And then I'm going to get a Lox mini mix on. So let me know what your favorite Lox joint is, whether it's a Cheek Looch joint or Styles P or Kiss, whatever it is. Let me know right now. You can hit me up on the Twitter or Instagram. I'm going to do a mix when they get up here. All right. Now let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Well, this was big news yesterday. A bipartisan win. The Senate has passed a massive infrastructure bill. We'll tell you what's in that bill.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast
Yo.
Club. All right. Let's get in some front page news. Where are we starting, Yee?
Well, let's start with this infrastructure bill that has passed through the Senate. And a lot of people did not think this could happen, a bipartisan bill. So what is in that bill and how did this even happen? So some of the things that are in the infrastructure bill include a broadband upgrade, a $65 billion investment in improving broadband infrastructure across the nation. And originally, Joe Biden had wanted $100 billion. It's a smaller investment, but they had to compromise to get things done. But that also helped more low-income households access the internet. Electric school buses. The bill is making a big investment in electric vehicles and the infrastructure needed for them as well. So that means a nationwide network of plug-in electric vehicle charges along highways. They're replacing the yellow school bus fleet by providing $5 billion for zero emission and clean buses and also for ferries. Also addressing racial discrimination in infrastructure. That's $1 billion to reconnect communities, disproportionately black neighborhoods that were divided by highways and other infrastructure. New tax regulations on cryptocurrencies and delaying a drug rebate rule.
Yeah, I was wondering when they were going to start taxing crypto. I was like, it's only a matter of time before the government figures out a way how to make money off of it and how to profit off of it.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that Joe Biden's experience is his decades of experience in the Senate really came into play here because he was able to get some very rare bipartisan support. He said the lesson learned is being willing to talk and listen. Listening is a part of democracy. So it took a lot of time, a lot of careful strategy, a lot of him going to talk to people one on one and having discussions and explaining everything, and a lot of compromise, too, and maybe getting less money for certain things. But that's how he was able to make it happen.
And don't forget that the infrastructure bill includes $1 billion for a commission run by Joe Manchin's wife. That's very important to note, too.
All right. There's also funding for roads and for bridges, money for transit and rail, upgrading airports, ports and waterways. And Congress, how are they going to pay for all of that? Well, some people are trying to figure that out, too. But they did say, just to give you some things, there's about $519 billion in offsets, $53 billion from roughly two dozen states that opted to terminate pandemic jobless benefits early, $67 billion in unused savings from the COVID-19 employer retention tax credit.
They're going to print the money. That's how they're going to do it. Just like they gave everybody them PPP loans, them SBA loans.
They ain't give nobody nothing. Okay,
well, they're going to get it back.
It's a loan, right? They're going to get it back or they're going to get your ass. One of the two. Some of y'all going to jail if you're not in jail already. All right. Salute to everybody listening to us right now that's got a warrant for a PPP loan right now.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Some of the things missing from this bill, though, was Joe Biden's proposal. He wanted to spend $400 billion to bolster caregiving for aging Americans and people with disabilities. And so that was eliminated. It would have provided more opportunity for people to receive care at home through community-based services. Also improving the wages of home health workers who now make about $12 an hour. And also $100 billion for workforce development, which would have helped dislocated workers, assisted underserved groups, and put students on career paths before they graduate high school. It also leaves out the $18 billion that Joe Biden proposed to modernize the VA hospitals. On average, they're 47 years older than private sector hospitals.
Well, let's see if this, you know, this money and all of these resources actually get to the people. That's what we wait and see.
All right. And that is your front page news.
I'm sure we'll talk about Governor Cuomo next round, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
That's the whole next front page news break.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open. 800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
James. Good morning, dog. Good morning.
Peace.
What's up, man? Get it off your chest.
Andrew Cuomo. Why do people get in trouble for stuff they do, but they don't never like have the accountability to like I don't know, like I just feel like last year during the pandemic, basically Andrew Cuomo was just
he was the bell of the ball. This time last year, he was the bell of the ball.
Like, everybody was listening to him. He was calming everybody down. It's just crazy how they just tried to force him out of there when Donald Trump got to finish his term. Like, I just think the whole government, as far as moving, like, just the important people out of the essential culture of our lives that we
that we know it now. It's just a little strange. You don't think it's strange?
It's definitely strange, but it's never about right or wrong. It's all political. It's bigger than Eno Brown, man. We'll never know what's really going on.
Thank you for calling, though. Hello, who's this?
Awesome. All right, this is Mark from Philly, Haitian Sensation. Look, I called 2 weeks ago. I told you I wanted to propose to my girlfriend, I called Chella, mm-hmm. and your assistant never got back to me.
Oh,
I had
damn.
To reach out to her on Instagram, man.
Mark, you capping. I was in the office yesterday when she was talking to you because we said we're not going to do that Coachella. We're going to do it at the party now because it's more intimate. I was there when you spoke to her.
So you got this talk. Yeah, we did definitely.
Why did you just lie?
That's what people do.
You spoke to her.
I said she didn't reach out to me. I have to reach out to her.
Yes, she's planning the car show. She
people
said
love lying,
out.
Bro.
Yo,
why did you act like... No, come on now. That's not cool.
I was in the office when you
that's
she
the era we live in. People will lie for no damn reason.
And we told you that you do it at the all-white party. We'll get you bottles. We'll make it intimate. I was there.
You ain't even had breakfast yet, and you just out here lying.
No, I said she didn't reach out to me. I had to reach out to her on Instagram. That's all I said. I didn't say she didn't reach out to me. I don't know what
Mark, you
this
crazy.
Ain't nothing but frosted lies, Mark. Cinnamon toast lies. That's what you having for breakfast.
No, I heard the whole story. You from Philly. You Haitian. I was there in the office with her.
Scrambled lives and potatoes. That's what you're eating, Mark.
Goodbye, Mark, man. I'll see you on Friday, man. I'm going to see you on Friday, Mark. Goodbye.
Well, I do appreciate it, though, Heavy. Thanks, man.
Appreciate what?
Yo, this guy's crazy.
Appreciate yo, what?
I was in the office with him. With my assistant. All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. And yes, Mark is going to do something special for his lady in for Coachella. So
why does he not make it a surprise, Mark? Why do you keep calling
he
up here broadcasting?
He doesn't listen to the radio, so it is going to be a surprise because they're from Philly.
She don't got no friends that listen to the radio?
I have
Come
no,
on, Mark.
But he wanted to do it at the car show. I'm like, maybe we should do it something intimate, maybe at the all-white party, you know, instead of just doing it in the middle of trucks and cars. I was like, I don't know how sexy that is, bro. But anyway, we'll see this weekend, Mark. But get it off your chest. 800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go! This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest!
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you've got something on your mind, lay it out.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, yes, my name is Enoch from Florida.
What's up, brother? Get it off your chest.
I just wanted to give a shout out to you guys. I listen to you guys every day, especially the Charlemagne the God.
Thank you, King.
He's inspired me with working on my mental health and mental wealth. It's amazing. And I also want to suggest giving Donkey today to Governor Ron DeSantis.
Oh, Ron DeSantis?
Yeah.
For the what is he doing? Blocking the mask mandate, right? You don't want them to have a mask mandate in schools?
And not paying teachers for superintendents in Florida for crying these mandates in schools. So.
I saw that.
Yeah.
It's a crooked world we live in, man.
Well, thank you for calling, brother.
Thank you, guys. Have a great one.
Hello, who's this?
It's D Mays. Good morning, kings and queens.
Good morning, queen. Peace, D Mays. How are you?
I'm doing awesome today. I'm blessed and too blessed to be stressed. I want to get off my chest. I love my husband, Lazy Kaz. Happy anniversary coming up. 8 years. He's my best friend and my husband. And I love him more than all the atoms in the universe.
We love to hear it.
Okay.
We love to see it, baby.
Yo, can I give a shout out to HK135? He got that expanded album out right now. I need y'all to go ahead and spin that one time for me. How much I gotta pay for?
That's a rap name? Whoa. That sounds like a COVID variant.
Can't pay for spins on the radio.
No, you definitely can't.
Nope.
But not here.
Nope.
Trust me, there's a lot of DJs all taking money to play records in these streets.
Sure, but no, we don't. But definitely go support them. And good luck, mama.
Guys, thank you so much. I love you guys. Every morning, I'm listening. Holla back. Holla.
I was listening to Drink Champs yesterday with T-Pain and Nori, and T-Pain was telling a story about how Coach K and P was saying how you got to spend $200,000.
Oh yeah, that's the old story.
To get a record popping. That ain't too old school.
Yeah, no, but that's it, but when he said that, it's not that
it's not that you're paying people.
It's not you're paying people. It's you're paying people to work the record, and that's what people took out.
Yeah, you pay people to pay people to play.
No, you have to pay.
Okay, guys, whatever.
Now, sure. There's promo people, and there's promo people that you pay to make to work the record, to talk to the PDs, the MDs, the DJs, mm-hmm.
and that's a whole job for people.
No doubt. Sure.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. Now, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, and find out who just came out as bisexual in the comics.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, unfortunately, Errol Spence Jr. has had to pull out of his August 21st fight against Manny Pacquiao. Apparently, during a routine pre-fight eye exam that was ordered, they revealed that he has a torn retina in his left eye. So he left Vegas yesterday, returned home to Dallas, then he'll have surgery, and he is expected to make a full recovery. In a statement, he said, "I'm very disappointed that I won't be able to fight Manny Pacquiao on August 21st. I was excited about the fight and the event."
That sucks, man. I love Errol Spence. That's one of my favorite fighters. I was looking forward to seeing Errol Spence go against Manny Pacquiao, even though Errol Spence was going to wash Manny Pacquiao.
All right, well, Yordynis Ugas, who holds the title that was taken from Pacquiao by the WBA, will step in to replace him. So we don't know if in the future this could potentially happen again, but
I don't know. Pacquiao pretty old. I don't know if this happens in the future.
Right. Well, we'll see what's going to happen. But, and Manny Pacquiao did say he's still down to fight Errol Spence once he's healthy.
So. I'm praying for him, for his fast recovery. The most important thing is the health.
If Spence is healthy, if Spence recovers, do you think that you would take that fight again? Would you be down?
Yes, I have no problem with that.
Maybe early next year. Maybe spring of next year.
Maybe Gavin, yeah.
All right, now Rihanna is celebrating. Her Fenty perfume sold out in just hours. So she posted a picture of herself on Instagram. She said, how I woke up after Fenty perfume sold out this morning.
Y'all ain't never getting that. What's that album called? R9? Well, I forget what the name of the new album supposed to be called, but y'all are never getting that album.
It's not going to happen.
Rihanna's sitting on too much cash. Okay?
She is chilling.
The hell she
sitting
got to
there
be in
eating
the studio.
Caviar.
Yeah, what she got to do being in the studio singing for y'all for layering vocals? Why?
All right, now Monica has shared that she is going to be releasing a country album. She told Billboard that's going to be happening. And, you know, she's been teasing and plotting on the release of her first independent album, Trenches. She teased that during her Versus appearance with Brandy last year. But she is planning to do this country album. She said growing up, she was inspired by Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. So she said, I grew up loving country music, and my stepfather who raised me is a Methodist minister, but he also drove buses, and he would take us to Nashville, Gatlinburg, and Dollywood in Tennessee. I became a really big fan of Dolly Parton at about 8 or 9 years old. That was my real introduction to country music.
Hey, man, country music has great stories. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, second to hip-hop to me, country music has the best stories. I don't think that's much of a leap for Monica.
All right, now Jay-Z has invested in Michael Rubin's Fanatics company, and Michael Rubin did an interview on CNBC. He talked about the Fanatics valuation. It's up over $5.5 billion in just 5 months. Here's what he said.
As a sports fan, you go to Fanatics and really get any digital sports product that's important to you. So I heard you mention things like media, online sports betting, overtime potentially ticketing, trading digital NFTs, continue to have a great merchandise offering. So we think there's an incredible offering.
How much is worth now?
Right now, they said that it's worth $18 billion.
Oh, yeah. Michael Rubin never putting out an album either. You don't got to worry about Michael Rubin's album dropping no time soon either. Damn it.
Yeah, so a lot going on there. Now, Robin in DC Comics has come out as bisexual. So
Batman sidekick.
Yep, Batman and Robin. Mm-hmm. So, yes, Robin had a light bulb moment while fighting side by side with Bernard Dowd, they said after coming to his rescue as Robin, he later hits up Bernard's pad, and you can see the anticipation building. He hypes himself up, saying, "Okay, it's okay, Tim, you got this." And when he opens the door, he's on the verge of asking Tim out on a date, but Tim interrupts with, "I'm really glad you got home okay. I was relieved, and I've been doing a lot of thinking about that night, and I don't know what it meant to me, not yet, but I'd like to figure it out." So, Tim Drake is Robin.
It's amazing to me what becomes headlines nowadays. it really does.
They said fans have been buzzing for years about Robin being gay, and a lot of people are ecstatic about this new plot twist. So
that was always the Robin and Batman rumors. People thought that.
I didn't even know Robin had a love interest. I just thought he fought crime.
Batman is his love interest.
Well, he's been on dates with women before.
Robin has?
Yeah.
Well, this is a different. This is a version of Robin, though. Like, there's like, I forgot this guy's alter ego name, but it's not Dick Grayson. It's somebody else.
Tim Drake.
Is that his alter ego?
Tim Drake is the character who fights as Robin.
Okay.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
All right. Front page news next. What are we talking about?
Well, Robin stepped out, and now let's talk about stepping down. Let's talk about Cuomo. He has stepped down and resigned.
Robin stepped up. He didn't step out. He stepped up
and stepped out.
Robin stepped up.
My goodness. All right. I hate this show. All right. Front page news is next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hey, it's Angela Yee. Don't let weak hair hold you back. Carol's Daughter's Goddess Strength Collection supports hair as it gets longer for hair that's 15 times stronger after one use. Available at carolsdaughter.com and your local retailer.
Happy Wednesday, damn it.
Yes. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. All right, where we starting, Yeezy?
Well, let's start with Governor Andrew Cuomo has announced that he will resign. There's been a lot of pressure on him to resign, but he still denies that he's done anything wrong and denies these allegations against him. There are 11 women who have come forward and accused him of inappropriate behavior and even sexual assault. Here's what he had to say about these, what he calls false allegations.
The report said I sexually harassed 11 women. The reaction was outrage. It should have been. However, it was also false. The most serious allegations made against me had no credible factual basis in the report. And there is a difference between alleged improper conduct and concluding sexual harassment. Now, don't get me wrong. This is not to say that there are not 11 women who I truly offended. And for that, I deeply, deeply apologize.
All right. In addition, he says this whole thing is about politics and not facts.
This is about politics. And our political system today is too often driven by the extremes. Rashness has replaced reasonableness. Twitter has become the public square for policy debate. There is an intelligent discussion to be had on gender-based actions, on generational and cultural behavioral differences, on setting higher standards. But the political environment is too hot, and it is too reactionary for that now.
All right. Well, Cuomo will be resigning, and that will be effective in 2 weeks. Here's what else he had to say about who's stepping up next.
And wasting energy on distractions is the last thing that state government should be doing. And I cannot be the cause of that. And I think that given the circumstances, the best way I can help now is if I step aside and let government get back to governing. And therefore, that's what I'll do. Kathy Hochul, my lieutenant governor, is smart and competent. This transition must be seamless, and my resignation will be effective in 14 days.
And Kathy Hochul will be New York's first ever woman governor.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's a lot of people have reacted to the governor's resignation. And again, you know, during the pandemic, he was a very prominent voice.
Man, think about that. This time last year, he was literally the belle of the ball.
What the hell is like, the belle of the ball?
People was talking about him being even potentially running for president.
What's the belle of the ball?
What you mean the belle of the ball? You don't know what the belle of the ball is?
No.
The prom queen, man. The popping.
Why don't you just say he was the prom queen?
Shut up, man, because I wanted to say he was the belle of the ball.
I've never really heard somebody use that for real. I've seen it written places,
the,
but I've never heard about anybody in casual
ball.
Conversation.
Let's call him the prom queen.
Man,
the prom
people queen. Know what I mean when I say he was the belle of the ball last year.
Red, did you know what he meant, Red? See?
Well, last year he was the prom queen, this year he was the prom fiend. All right? You know that one? That's New Jack City. You ever heard that reference?
I heard that one.
Okay.
All right, now.
Niggas.
And also in response to this, the Time's Up board co-chair Roberta Kaplan has resigned from her position after it did come to light that she reviewed a draft of a letter questioning the character of one of the accusers, Lindsay Boylan. She said, "We hold ourselves accountable. The events of the last week have made it clear that our process should be evaluated, and we intend to do just that.
Yeah, they said Associated Press said she was working behind the scenes to discredit one of Cuomo's accusers.
That's what I just said, Lindsay Boylan.
Yeah, I don't know who's guilty or what. I just always wonder why some people are considered credible and some people aren't. Like, there seems to be no standard to any of this. And it, like Cuomo said, it just all seems so political.
I mean, they interviewed 179 people in this probe. They did a whole investigation. And so I guess what their conclusion was that there was enough evidence that his behavior was inappropriate and that he did... They concluded sexually harass 11 women.
I thought he just said it wasn't. I thought he said it was that the investigation still proves it was alleged misconduct.
Well,
not
conclusive. Now what the report that was issued by the New York's Attorney General concluded that he did sexually harass 11 women.
Mm.
So that's what they concluded. He's saying that there's no hard concrete evidence of this, but after interviewing 179 people, looking at what evidence they did have, that was the conclusion that they came to.
Mm.
So he can deny it and say it's not true because clearly there's no video footage of whatever happening. And it's also, I think, I was uncomfortable by this. You shouldn't have done this. And for him, he was saying it's a cultural thing and that it was miscommunication, misunderstanding, and that he's sorry that these women felt uncomfortable. But he still feels that he didn't do anything wrong. He feels that he's never crossed the line. And he said, "I didn't realize the extent to which the line has been redrawn. There are generational and cultural shifts that I just didn't fully appreciate, and I should have. No excuses." So that's what Cuomo had to say in his defense.
All right.
All right. Well, that's your front page news.
All right. Well, that is your front page news. Now, when we come back, we have, what do we call them? The bells of versus?
Man, shut up, man. These are three legends, three first ballot Hall of Famers who should have their jerseys hanging in the rafters at Madison Square Garden.
They are
okay?
The bells of the ball.
They are the bells of the ball. That's right. The LOX.
Chic Looch and Styles P will be joining us next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got some special guests in the building.
Legends.
Some icons, some legends.
Yeah.
We got the locks in
the building. What up, what up, what up, what up?
Yeah.
First of all, I got to apologize to y'all for ever fronting on y'all.
Yo.
In a versus.
It's all good.
And thinking Dipset had a chance.
Yo, you wasn't alone, though, Doug. Everybody thought the set was going
to
win.
It had nothing to do with lyrical ability. We all know lyrically the locks are superior. It was about the anthems. I just thought they had bigger records.
The bigger records.
Just for the record, I said that I felt like the Lox was going to be more prepared and organized and be able to pull it off. We have the audio.
I said that. Well, first of all, did they approach you to do the Dipset battle, or was it somebody else at first?
Swiss called me. And then Cam had started calling me.
Was there any, like, you know what, maybe we shouldn't do it? Because at one time, it was getting so disrespectful. I seen the old ghost coming back out.
I just found internet pee, that's all. I was working the internet, Lord. I'm not going to mess up this fruit and veggie thing. You believe that. I'm just playing the internet, that's all.
We was never going to cross the line.
Yeah.
You told him to shut the fuck up.
That's New York. That's New York.
I thought an SMD was coming, yo. I'm not gonna lie.
Nah, we were never. Nah. We said that. That we said before we seen Cam. Mm-hmm. We, you know, rehearsals early in the garden. No Frank standing.
Where?
Don't swig in my face. Other than that, we're gonna get.
Yo, what about?
That's not Frank standing.
I was on it from the jump. You know, from the jump.
What about ripping bandanas off of heads and throwing it on the ground? Is that okay?
Yeah. Y'all got caught in the moment. Oh, you know what? Just sound crazy.
I saw that last night.
That's the most impactful thing.
Yeah. Hold on, listen.
Society always sees and remembers the last most impactful thing. Now, if he didn't throw the bandana kiss and Jewels would have just pushed through both of us and rocked, like we was all having fun, we let him do it. It's like a game, dog. Like, you got to make sure you counter every move deserves a counter,
dog. He could have pushed him back. He took that.
Nah, it was funny. The slam the bandana's 90s talk.
What happened with you and Jim in the corner? I mean, you and Cam in the corner. It looked like you were going to rip his sneaker off.
She calmed you down.
Lift him up.
I picked him off the floor.
Stop, looked like he was laughing, though.
Dog,
I sat on the chair. The beach chair broke.
He blacked out.
Somebody called Trella. Look at the footage. All I want you to do,
dog. Cam was looking at me like, "What is he doing?" I said, "I have no idea."
I just want you to
see this.
I saw Cam kick you. You grabbed his foot. You was joking. You laughed at him. You flexed and laughed. You flexed and laughed.
Repeat. Okay. Repeat. See the guy. What did you see?
He kicked you. You grabbed his foot. And then you flexed and laughed.
I never let it go after it was over.
Because when he kicked me, if you notice, when he kicked me, I was in the middle of my verse.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, he hit me again. Yeah. No, he caught me. He only kicked me in my hip. He didn't kick my body. He kicked my head. I'm glad you seen it. Mm-hmm. Thank God.
Y'all saw it.
On broad radio.
I thought he was going to sneak out first.
I sat on a chair. The chair broke. Boof. He went to nudge me. I didn't move. Then he went to do it again. Then I grabbed his foot because I was performing.
Yeah.
Then when I finished with my verse, I was a little in the mix. After the verse, but I didn't just go over there
for
and
a
grab
second.
His foot. That's what I'm trying to tell. I'm glad I see the guy.
That's all.
Because they think I'm crazy. I'm crazy, but I ain't that crazy.
In there, I didn't see that.
Yeah, they didn't. They edited. I
see me and Lucha saying, "All right, Pete, chill." All right.
That's what I see.
And he was in.
What about me? He came out calling him the vagina word. I told him to chill. Nobody say that.
Everybody has to tell each other.
I'm the bad guy all the way around.
Even Kiss too, though. Even Kiss, when Kiss said, you know, you a p***y here, y'all neighbors, even though that's an 05 verse, people thought that was new just for that battle. And you was just disrespecting the shit out of it.
It's 2010.
It wasn't 05?
Dub down.
Oh, I thought that was
that's
Green
what I
Lennon.
Said in the beginning
but
of
that was
the
dope thing. The dope thing about it, the younger generation thought it was a new freestyle.
Yeah, they thought it's
brand new. I'm sitting like, that's
the younger generation better go Google us.
Def Jam made it a single.
Now, what did you think?
Recently?
They just cleared it last night.
Oh my God!
What did you think when Cam tried to freestyle?
No, well, I felt bad when they bowled him.
Killer's nice.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
He rattled them up. When we start going live and doing freestyles, he got that in him.
Mm-hmm.
But he probably didn't prepare to do that, and he was about to do one that he had, and probably was a little turbulence.
And we got on this.
I ain't like to
I was
see New York.
Yeah, me either.
You can't boo Cam.
I ain't want him to get booed either.
Yeah. That's y'all fault.
I think we was getting on this.
That's y'all fault.
I'm definitely trying to get on it.
Now, Kiss, how did you plan this out? Because after the Fab battle, right? People thought you were going to lose the Fab battle, right?
That's not. I said Kiss was going to watch Fab. I said that.
I know I'm 2-0.
A lot of people said
somebody better do some type of. Put me somewhere. I'm the only person to do verses twice.
You missed the verses. Bow Wow, Mr. 106 and Park, you missed the verses.
Now, you.
That's fitting.
Now, after the Fab battle, right? Yeah. That was DJ, and you came to the side. You was like, that was my plan. I planned this out. I was going to push him where he didn't want to do the lady records no more. And then you said, I got him.
Yeah.
Now, how did you plan this one out? What was your mindset on
the planned on going live, going off the instrumentals, giving them live things, and doing the freestyles. We know they didn't plan on doing that.
Yo, let's give it up for Technician, the DJ.
Y'all was running the pick and roll all night with Technician.
Right?
He was
come on, man.
He's a perfectionist.
Yeah.
From the Bronx, New York.
The audibles, everything was being
I love you, baby.
Switching that up like crazy.
Tell me where the audibles were.
When he said, y'all don't mess with the chicks. Y'all ain't have chick records.
But we had, he wasn't even at the audibles. We had a whole sack ready for if he
knew that.
When you said it, somebody said it was like wrestling. I couldn't believe he said, "I don't like the late. I don't got no records for the."
Oh, y'all was ready for that one.
I love how she edited it himself too. You said the B word one time, but then you caught yourself because you realized you're in 2021, and you said "ladies."
Hell yeah. What? They fried me.
Now, do you think that there were songs Dipset should have done that they didn't? Because definitely. I felt like
most
they
definitely, they most definitely left some joints out that I'm so glad, I'm so happy.
That I love.
They, I'm word, so happy word. They DJ time, didn't have it.
The one time Kiss was like, I don't even know this record.
Now, Kiss, did you write Horse and Carriage? That's been an internet rumor since the Verses.
Nah.
Okay.
I never was even in a studio session for that. I just heard that when it came up.
Okay.
What happened with Mace? I heard you guys were supposed to bring out Mace.
Yeah, we was going to bring out Mace and Diddy. Mace and Diddy out and make Mangle the...
I'm glad we didn't.
I'm glad.
I was against it from the beginning, but I was like, it may be dope.
The whole time,
but I really wanted to show what we do.
Would have been bad.
Like, you know
Mace.
What I mean?
They probably would beat Mace up.
But you know what? We love it.
They really did.
You know what? It's crazy.
They would have tried to understand.
That was what was really smart about Jimmy making it Harlem versus Yonkers.
So Mace from Harlem, one with Yonkers.
That would have been nasty.
They would have tried to attack Mason there that night. They would definitely would have.
Nah, we would have protected him.
We would have protected him.
Yeah, I mean, it's a versus battle. It's not a fight, guys.
Murder is good.
Yeah. Mace told the skills in Yonkers, though.
They would have been excited, I think.
Being with y'all.
Mace was heavy on her early.
They should have called Mace.
And why y'all didn't have a record to come out? A mixtape, 7 songs, nothing.
Just sit back. And then the day we was gonna go make the record, we got called to go do the Kanye record.
Mm-hmm.
We're busy men.
You've been writing on Kanye projects for a minute though, right, Styles?
Yeah.
So was that pre-planned before the Verses that you guys were going to Atlanta?
Nah.
No.
Not at all.
Nothing. I don't think Kanye knew the locks on Monday.
Nah, let's talk about that, Kiss.
Who's
somebody that's been fronting on y'all for years, but they kind of on your Frank now after the Verses?
I'm kind of like a change reformed person now. So it's a plethora that it's unbelievable. Some of these calls and DMs and meetings and I mean it's beautiful.
Kiss changed his number on me. I hit Kiss to say congratulations.
Nah, never changed my number.
He just didn't respond.
No, you gotta give me a pass on that. President, everybody, my second grade teacher. I still didn't check.
Obama hit you?
Nah, I'm impressed. All right,
we got more with the locks when we come back. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Sheik Looch, Styles P, and Jada Kiss the Locks. Charlamagne?
You know, I heard Sheik on Sway Show, and you were saying that Diddy told y'all to do the freestyles that day.
Yourself, right? Yeah.
Was there any hesitation to do them?
That just sealed it.
He FaceTimed me like 7 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wanted to do way more records. Way more freestyle stuff. He told me a rhyme that he had. Kiss was catching every pass and throwing them bombs. Like, don't take him out the game. Let's go.
I think that was the big difference too.
I think a lot of groups need to understand. You got to know where to place your ego and how to move like a vehicle and who's the machine.
And be for like, the cause of the team, right, for the win.
As long as we win, I always want the MVP. Mm-hmm. So does he. But if he come in and he's hitting, mm-hmm. keep hitting, bro.
Don't take him out the game.
We ain't going to throw our ego and pride and go, let's stick to it, stick to the plan. Plus, that's what we said. I was trying to get them hyped. I was playing Dipset videos, the disses. Yeah. I was trying to get them hyped. Let's go. Let's get in here. Mm-hmm. I was popping crap from the jump. So, it was more than just let's go. And especially if Cam would have came out, if Jim and I think Jules would have kept that in mind with Cam, it would have been a different day.
Mm-hmm. They didn't have the energy.
If you'd have came out with that Cam energy and... or something, the venue probably would have went a lot different. Like,
was Cam really about to leave?
I don't know. I heard that.
We went out. We said we going out.
We
don't really know. We heard that though.
We was kind of crappy when we heard that. Get us to the stage now.
Let's go.
Y'all heard Cam might be leaving.
I heard that. I told them we going out.
Dude. Yeah.
Let's get the, you know.
Now, I see y'all
boost the morale.
Y'all had to squash the beef. What was that? F***ing up the money? Because I seen y'all do the live.
Yeah, man. All the promoters across the world, man. We want that money. Yeah,
when it was some gang, they got scared of some gang when Jones tapped me and said whatever he said about the gang thing, they said a few promoters pulled out from that.
Yeah, you shouted out some
before you get certified gangster with that little Yeah, as he rapping. Said right there, I guess that was some game.
You know, it's the sad part jokes. About it. Regardless, they should look how big that night was in hip hop. Mm-hmm. All the companies involved: Madison Square Garden, Bloods, Crips,
no altercations. Latin Kings,
everybody, no altercations in that. No matter how chippy it was, we left there together, saying peace, hugging, chilling, laughing and smiling with each other's brothers, calling each other later. And they such gentlemen. Mm-hmm. And I tip my hat to all of them because they all reached out, hit us personally as gentlemen of this game. Like, yo, y'all had a good night.
Mm-hmm. Those are my bros.
Man. You know, I wonder, because y'all perform so much together. Like, when you see Kiss put on the performance he put on in the Garden. We've heard everybody else rave about it. How did y'all feel? Like, yo, he's in the zone. Like,
zoned out. Let him go.
It was beautiful.
I go back to what I was saying. Let him rock.
Yeah. Some nights, we have, you know what I mean? That's the good thing about having a three-man group.
Mm-hmm.
Some nights is Luch at the helm. Me and P is just ad-libbing and holding them down. Some nights
you
is
can't
P at
fit
the helm.
Chemistry, man. Yeah. Word, you see that? You can't fit chemistry.
It's like, if it's his night, let it be his night. Go with it.
I created a mode called
Adderall War Mode. Adderall War Mode.
You made me want to do Adderall, yo.
I wasn't on Adderall.
You said that, though.
No, I was in Adderall War Mode. So in my mind,
I came in here the next day asking him, that's our producer Dan, because he's done Adderall. I'm like, yo, Adderall, you think you do that?
In my mind, I was on Adderall, and I was in War Mode. I thought about getting one, but I didn't need one because I already felt like I was already
moving.
Yeah,
he was on it.
And that's what felt good. Like, as a group, you want to go in there like that. I remember walking out the room on the thing. He was like, I'm in Adderall War Mode. Yeah, go. I'm focused. I'm telling you, let's go.
I went over there and started talking all loud.
Let's go. Like, let's go.
I turned him up.
And then Luke went loose. Because Luke was relaxed.
Luke was very poised at rehearsal, at that sound check. We trying to boost him. And it wasn't working. Then when he came out and said, yo, young I said yes. When he came out like that, that turned me in more.
Cause she's like Smart Hulk. You ever seen the last? He's like Smart Hulk, like the brawn and the brain together. So he's always ready.
When it comes to clothes, right? Because obviously Dipset is known for their gear. Did you think about that too? Because
we knew they was gonna try to use everything except the elements of hip hop. The demographics of we being from Yonkers and they in Manhattan and Harlem so close. They say Sugar J there with Minx and this, and we knew there was.
But that's like.
And besides, when we've been performing for 50 million years, we got all of that Dior. We got,
I love you guys, man.
We got
man,
everything.
But,
let me finish.
Yo.
Performing, you don't wanna, you really don't want to be layered up. That was like, we in the ring. It was a battle.
Y'all look war ready.
Yeah, you want to have gear, attire that you can get busy in.
Mm-hmm. I love the way y'all respect each other, right? And the reason I say that is, like, doing the interview, right? If she talk and say, yo, Kiss, chill. Kiss, be like, chill. All right, go ahead.
Yeah.
You don't see, but only brothers could do that because there's no ego involved.
Oh, nah.
There's no egos. But, even when you said shut the fuck up at the event, I could see it was one of the things. Like, nah, I'm going to keep talking. Then. I'm going to keep talking. Like, it was one of those things. Like, you controlled it. Like, chill out. Pee. Like, you don't really get that. Like, y'all really trust each other. Y'all
guys.
Never at all catch feelings with each other? Like, yo, let me talk to you after this? Never at all?
Let me talk to you after this?
Nah,
be mad at each other or whatever for a second. But that's about it.
I like Pleasantville.
It's like the studio. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not just shows. It's studio. It's regular life. It's, you know, if I'm doing something stupid or I'm wrong, hold me back. If I say I got it, believe me that I got it. You know what I'm saying? So that brotherhood... It really comes with beyond music. I think
it comes with time.
Our code that we said we was gonna do before we got here is what kept us here and on the hamster wheel this long. Don't let the money or the women break up the group. Look at all the other groups and don't be them.
How long have you ever been without talking to each other?
I don't know. Probably during COVID, maybe a little, and we still spoke. That probably was
COVID.
You know,
I would say
about it,
and still other tapping that, in, making sure everybody was taking.
Like them. Even all the years people ask for the Lox album, people don't understand. We own a studio together. Like
we see each other a few times a week, or every day.
Like, you know what I mean. So it's kind of like when everybody else is looking at the group. We're a group, but the group is beyond music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying. So I think when you have that understanding. And that's like, you can't be mad at your brother for always being, that's like saying I'm mad at Luch because the women think he's sexier.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trending on Black Twitter. Hold on, speaking of that, Kiss, has Tyler the Creator reached out to you? He gave you some high praise.
Tyler the Creator better chill out. I like Tyler the Creator. You know, he does that. That just means that he tapped into our frequency and he loved verses, so I didn't take it as disrespect.
But what did he say? He expounded and he was just like,
"Crush on me or some crazy."
Yeah, but he expounded and said he said you care. He said that's what he got. He was like kissing the locks, care about the craft of rap.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very talented, very smart.
And what's wrong with the fat from Drew Hill, man?
I mean, that's another time I got caught in the moment. But think about it. What was he doing up there?
I asked him that before it started, remember?
Yeah.
I said, "Dude, what you doing up here, man?" That's my dude, though.
That was a fun
shout out to Z. Shout out to Z.
And congrats on getting the key to the city.
Shout out to Mike Spano and the staff.
Where was y'all at? Cheek and Kiss.
I was booked in Tampa.
Okay.
We just landed. I forgot what I had to do.
Yeah, Cheek was watching The Price is Right. He said,
"You gotta watch that."
All right, well, don't move. Let's get into a Lox mini mix. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was a Lox mini mix. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with the Lox. Charlamagne?
Why didn't y'all do Breathe Easy?
We wanted to do that. We had
another 20 batch. It might be another
40 batch.
We don't know.
Really?
You know what I mean? And how it was going. Hank Aaron and them is calling.
Really?
Mayweather Promotions. They want another one. So
who would y'all do next if there was an opportunity? Who would y'all love to see next?
I mean, we don't pick the opponents. We just prepare for whoever they ask us to go against.
At this point, I can only see G Unit.
I knew he was gonna say that.
That's the only one I could really see.
That'd be kind of bad, bro. I was listening to Problem Child Freestyle all week. That would be kind of bad. You know why? Because like everybody, after the verses, that's all you heard was locks everywhere.
Right.
The barbershop. I went into my guy's studio, who's a white guy. Six white guys in there listening to the locks. And so Problem Child Freestyle just came on randomly, and I was like, "Yo, that was bad." Like, y'all really was disrespectful.
Speaking on that, we knew a lot of the youth didn't know our history.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And going to work when it's time to go to work. Like, we're going to go to work. They said something, we'll listen to it, and from the hour,
we're right in the studio.
Yeah. We're like, we listening to the diss, smoking, laughing at it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good. This is fun. And within an hour or two, we're literally in the studio getting to work.
How did y'all transition from streets to saying, okay, this is internet, right? Because remember, the state property beef, right? It got to the point where they had to stop it because somebody was going to die, right?
Yeah, that was when it
that was time. Personal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Everybody had guns on them and it was crazy.
Yeah, we were younger and dumber and more egotistical and prideful, so definitely.
We smarter than
I used to drive to Mitchell and Ness with my ham on me.
Word.
Back then, all the way to Philly, I would never do that right now.
Just to get jerseys?
Yeah, I'm with my hammer because at the time it was on.
We squashed it in Riverside Park. And I know I had a gun on me. I know Siegel probably. It probably was wild guns. It was state police there. It was the stupidest shit I ever did in my life.
Sheik, how bad did you want a jersey?
I know.
That in the height
that's
of the beef.
Yo,
you had to go to Mitchell's.
That's how ignorant we were, though.
I wasn't there
because we watched the beef.
It was an event. It was some type of event going on in Riverside Park. I think it was a Nike hip hop, something I don't remember. But D.I. called me, just, "Yo, come down. They all there." So, you know, ripped up. I know they was ripped up. And me and Sieg just walked off somewhere in the park and kicked it and ceased it.
Let's clear up some of this internet stuff, though. They said, okay, we know you didn't write Horse and Carriage. You just said that. Because the internet going crazy. They said Jada wrote Biggie's verse on Last Day.
Shut up.
I'm serious.
I never heard that one.
Cite your source.
They said, what site is this? This is Boxstein. It's Boxstein. They said Jada wrote Biggie's verse on Only You. So you wrote Biggie.
I didn't even know Big did.
They said you wrote Biggie and Diddy's verse on More Money, More Problems.
Nah. But I did have a verse on that they never used. You probably hear it when I'm dead.
And they said you wrote the whole Jenny from the Block thing. Jenny from the block.
Peas on it.
That's what I said.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa,
all of those is Farley, the most wrong thing it can be.
Okay, what about this one? They said that Biggie made you rewrite your verse for Last Day.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I had another verse. He's like, nah, you could come harder than that. Mm. And when I gave him the one I came with, he loved it.
Now, let me ask you this. There were people that I'm sure y'all are cool with and know you guys personally, and you might have seen people talking-ish online about who was going to win. Did you confront any of those people who might have sided with Dipset?
Only one P is mad at is Kevin Durant.
And DJ Drama. Drama did against the grills.
I ain't mad at Drama. Drama's caught. Cool. Drama getting so much money right now. He's his ears is a little messed up.
I wasn't mad, but it was like,
Durant is Drama. My man, yo, and he said that. My son said LeBron would have never said that about LeBron.
It just hurts me because I'm the only person who thought he was going to hit that last shot in the overtime.
I was hurt by that.
For him to say that to me, it hurt me.
It had nothing to do with y'all skill.
When he didn't have a ring, I said he was better than LeBron.
They bought him a Dipset chain. He had to go for it.
You bought Katie a Dipset chain?
I didn't buy him anything.
Cam bought him a Dipset chain. Yeah.
He got to go. He would have seen smoke.
I've never seen no like that. I'm not even joking. Like, that was one of the greatest performances I ever seen in the garden of any industry.
This was what was crazy. I seen Michael Buffer.
That was crazy.
I seen Michael Buffer.
But look, I'm gonna show
you.
If
you could go back and pull the tapes in the garden, I seen Michael Buffer. They wasn't with me. We was, you know, they was in the back. I walked out, look at the ring, seeing Michael Buffer. First thing I did, bow down. A straight bow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's Michael Buffer. Mm-hmm. Like, holy stink. I'm talking with Michael Buffer, chilling. We kicking it. So I'm telling him I watched his documentary with his brother, all that. Michael Buffer, super cool. Mm-hmm. Shout out to him. Kiss comes by, does the same exact thing. Yeah, we was in sync with the garden.
Like, word.
Brotherhood. Looch came by, seeing him. Looch too big for the bow. Michael Buffer, you like, I said, yo,
that's what's up.
We good money though. So I think just me and in sync with everything. Like,
Rottery.
Everything was in sync. Even when they was like, oh, Sheik don't. Sheik, you rap, you don't got nothing?
Yeah. Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, man. Bruh. So y'all thought through everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we had all of that planned. We planned
it. Was like
out.
Chess.
We did 6-7 hours rehearsal on Monday.
I know when he's going to get out of breath. He know what word to catch for me, or when you go on to get a drink or whatever, I'm going to talk to the crowd. You was expecting that from Dipset. You ain't going to see that with them. They don't move like that. You know
like
what I mean?
Parts, if you go back and watch, this part's where I'm not saying nothing, and they saying my part.
Yeah.
There's a part
when he was going at it with Kim, I did the whole remainder of his verse.
Yes. I was doing it.
And then you could anticipate what they were going to do and what they were going
to
say.
Diddy used to tell us, yo, if you over here, you need to be on that side of the stage. Like, always occupied at the stage. Don't try to take out of it, yo.
We should give it to him because that's going to keep the culture alive, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, learn about your show. Learn to not just stand on stage looking cool.
Learn your words. It's your song. You got to know the words.
Especially the honor Rogers, you gotta hold your people down. Being an artist comes with being a businessman, being a showman, being a gentleman, and then being a beast. So I think a lot of kids, you know, especially nowadays where you get these, they're getting so much money.
Missing some of them.
And these, you know, they don't got A&Rs like Bad Boy had, Rough Riders had, Def Jam. They're not developing these artists. And I'm going to give you an example, not to kind of throw it out there, but if you going to be on cancel culture, you can't be with mental health culture either. Mm. Who trained the baby to say, all right, industry now. This is how it's going to go. This is what's going doing. Because I'm pretty sure he's been around plenty of gay people.
Mm-hmm.
He has. He's in the industry. He's been styled by them. He's been dressed by them.
He's done deals.
But no one's speaking up on his behalf saying, all right. I'm saying he did something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But who developed them in that building to say, young man, you get multiple millions now.
You get around this.
When
this
you're
is
around
how you
corporate,
should,
this is how it goes. When you're around this, is this. So now
nobody's teaching.
Nobody's teaching.
And then
you're going to cancel them when they're saying, because if you say something or do something out of line to the world, in front of the world, that's kind of a mental health issue. Not saying you all the way out there. You might just snap for a minute. But you just can't keep canceling everybody and say you're concerned about mental health and not developing them. And showing, like, he was selling probably drugs 3 years ago in North Carolina.
Yeah.
He got carrying guns, selling drugs, into things. Like, what makes you think he got all of that money? And if y'all not there to guide him, and these execs and, you know, older artists and even peers who's in a good position saying, yo, bro, we can't do this, we can't do that, and, you know.
Help the brother. Help the brother.
That's my biggest thing.
Why he don't apologize? Oh, did he?
He did. He apologized.
He did. I think he did, but it's even about somebody got to tell people how to apologize, too.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes, like, he probably didn't mean it, but his apology probably wasn't homely enough for people who felt the damage. So they don't have enough to teach these kids what's going on.
That's all it's about.
And then, look, here's what's really up about it. You ain't just canceling him. You canceling his kids. His baby mom.
His team. His security.
So we got to start thinking. I'm not saying nobody deserves to get canceled. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, when it's kids, we got to start thinking about their mental situation.
A bunch of people that deserve to get canceled that they just overlook.
Facts.
But I will say, there's 11 organizations that are coming together that want to just have a conversation with him to make it a teachable thing. And they're like, look, we want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people that do feel the way that he does. So this is a great opportunity for him to learn, and then for other people to learn.
It's a very thin line between counseling and canceling, like you said. Should be more counseling and... instead of you just getting mad and dead in these kids.
And even with y'all, it was interesting because, like, old 90s hip-hop
was crazy.
Was crazy, right? So there were slurs that was said at verses, but I could tell somebody caught it and was like, yo, don't let that go again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we also said that, you know, some of them slurs weren't meant to be slurs.
No.
Nah.
Like, some of those words you were saying somebody was soft. But it don't mean
that. Exactly.
You
know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But we wanted to show y'all some love this morning, give y'all flowers.
Yeah, that's why we got the balloons and everything.
I tried to get your sizes to some tins.
We gave y'all flowers.
I said love.
No, lots, man.
I just see the hello.
I tried to get y'all sizes. We was going to get y'all all Tim's, man.
Yeah, we got food out there for y'all. We gave y'all flowers and weed. Y'all got the weed, right? Y'all got the weed downstairs,
For the whole world who wants to give LOS their flowers, we got some weed.
And as artists, I just want to say that y'all always show up for me, no matter what it is.
You know that.
What I need, whether it's birthday,
I'm coming
album,
to you to cop some houses
whatever,
in a minute.
Whatever you need.
Because we still got to open the juice bar, man.
Monk's Corner.
Yes. Right. In South Carolina. What's up?
You're leaving me? I got you. Damn, Chuck, what's wrong with you?
You need to take this seriously after this.
Go ahead.
He got the demographic, and he know where the spot is.
Yeah.
Let's do that. It. Let's make that happen soon, please.
And thanks for our gift, too, Styles, the Pharmacy for Life.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt. Yes. Shout out to Pharmacy.
We want some life, too.
My wife told me to make sure I bring that to y'all.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
appreciate
that. Sour Stop Leaf? This is a capsule?
Yeah.
Dog, this is what we do.
Yo, I'm take one of these, man.
We do this, man. Well,
it's the LOX, man.
No doubt,
it's
baby.
Yeah.
Love, make sure you don't get that ghost shit.
Make sure you get... What was their last album?
New Beast Mode on the way.
New Beast Mode. Yep. Telling the last ones. The kids is
Beast
listening.
Beast Mode 1, 2, 3, and 4, man.
Just Ignatius. Google us. Go to Apple or Spotify. And get everything.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, it's the Breakfast Club. It's the LOX.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to everybody.
All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Beyonce.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Listen up.
Well, I'm sure by now you've all seen these amazing pictures of Beyonce. She's on the cover of Harper's Bazaar, and she's about to turn 40 next month on September 4th. So she did a whole interview just reflecting on her life so far. Now, she said the first decade of her life was dedicated to dreaming. She was an introvert. She said, I didn't speak very much as a child. I spent a lot of time in my head building my imagination. I am now grateful for those shy years of silence. Being shy taught me empathy and gave me the ability to connect and relate to people. She also discussed her first vocal injury at 13 from singing in the studio for too many hours. The doctors put her on vocal rest all summer, and she was silent once again. And then she discussed filmmaking. She said she's very interested in filmmaking. Her first project was directing her concert film, I Am World Tour. That's where she learned how to edit the cut herself in Final Cut Pro. She said it was the beginning of a newfound love and creative expression, which led to creating the visual album with my self-titled album, Beyonce, then Lemonade, Homecoming, and Black is King.
Mm.
She then said her 30s. We're about starting her family and her life becoming more than her career. She said, I worked to help to heal generational trauma and turned my broken heart into art that would help move culture forward and hopefully live far beyond me. So she said her 30s were about digging deeper. Now, when asked about how does she process the changing world of celebrity culture and protect her inner self, she said, we live in a world with few boundaries and a lot of access.
There are so many internet therapists, comment critics, and experts with no expertise. Our reality can be warped because it's based on a personalized algorithm. She said it's easy to forget there's still so much to discover outside of our phones. I'm grateful I have the ability to choose what I want to share. One day I decided I wanted to be like Sade and Prince. I wanted the focus to be on my music because if my art isn't strong enough or meaningful enough to keep people interested and inspired, then I'm in the wrong business. My music, my films, my art, my message, that should be enough.
Very interesting. I meant to read that yesterday. I'm going to read it today.
Yeah, these are some cliff notes. I read the whole article so I can break down what I thought were good parts for you guys.
I think it's virtually impossible for an artist to, for people to just focus on an artist's music. I think an artist's focus can just be the music.
Nowadays.
But I think it's impossible for people to just be focused on the music. Because when your music is personal, like say a Lemonade album, then everybody want to dig into, you know, the relationship and the marriage and they want to know the kids, all of that type of stuff.
Right, but there's ways to see it too. So so you're more indulged. You see the pictures. You see them out. You see them going to the Hamptons. You see them going to Obama's birthday party. You see them out. So people are focused on it. You know, way back when, we didn't necessarily see that unless it was in the newspaper. Mm-hmm.
Right, so, and it's not just her music, it's her film, she said, her art, her message, and all of those things. And, I mean, look at how we, Prince, when he did Purple Rain, that gave us a real great insight into his life. And she talked about Sade, who rarely ever does any interviews. But she said it can be easy to lose yourself very quickly in this industry. It takes your spirit and light, then spits you out. I've seen it countless times, not only with celebrities, but also producers, directors, execs. It's not for everyone. She said, before I started, I decided I'd only pursue this career if my self-worth was dependent on more than celebrity success. That's why she surrounded herself with honest people who she admires, and also people who are not dependent on her. People that I can grow and learn from. And I think that's important, too, not to have a bunch of people around you that depend on you for everything. They also have to bring something to the table, right?
Well, she got dropping, though, because I know she's not doing this for no reason. What's up?
Well, she's about to turn 40 next month, so I'm sure that's part of it. She said she's been in the studio for the past year and a half. She wasn't very specific.
She just dropped the Adidas collection, too.
Yeah, she has the Ivy Park collection, and they have kids' clothes coming as well. But she did also talk about everything that she has on her plate and taking care of herself. She said that she has personally struggled with insomnia from touring for more than half of her life, years of wear and tear on my muscles from dancing in heels, the stress on my hair and skin from sprays and dyes to the heat of a curling iron, wearing heavy makeup while sweating on stage. And she said, in the past, I spent too much time on diets with the misconception that self-care meant exercising and being overly conscious of my body, my health, the way I feel when I wake up in the morning, my peace of mind, the number of times I smile, what I'm feeding my mind and my body. Those are the things that I've been focusing on. So she said she wants her 40s to be fun and full of freedom. I want to feel the same freedom I feel on stage every day of my life. I want to explore aspects of myself I haven't had time to discover and to enjoy my husband and children.
That's crazy because you don't think about all that part of an artist's life. You just think about their music and what they're doing, but you don't think about how it affects them, them performing, them missing their family, not going home, constantly working, touring.
Who don't think about that?
I don't.
I think about that.
I definitely don't.
All right, well, make sure you guys read that full article. There's a lot more to it in Harper's Bazaar. Shout out to Emil Wilbekin, who actually interviewed her and wrote this article.
These are people. These are human beings. I can't believe she just turned 40, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know who else I can't believe is only 36? T-Pain.
What?
Yes, he's 36 years old.
Wow.
All right, well, that is your rumor reports.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne, who you giving that donkey to?
You know, I try not to judge, but it's just sometimes I scratch my head at certain things. This is one of them I'm scratching my head at. I need Dennis Schroeder to come to the front of the congregation. We need a word for him. Hopefully, after this donkey of the day, we can get some answers.
Okay.
I just need to know what's happening.
All right. We'll get to it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Angela Yee here, and the General Insurance makes it easy to save money on your auto insurance. They offer affordable coverage with low down payments, flexible payment plans, and the ability to pick your payment date. Call 800-GENERAL or go to thegeneral.com today. Some restrictions apply.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Oh, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, August 11th, goes to NBA player Dennis Schroeder. Now, when it comes to other people's decisions and why they do things, I try not to judge because I don't know people's circumstances. I don't know people's lives. And I understand we all have various personal experiences that make us do the things that we do. Now, do I scratch my head at some decisions people make? Of course. Hell yes. Hell, I scratch my head at decisions that I've made, especially when I'm in therapy. Lord have mercy. Do I care about the decisions most people make? No. But when I do care, I ask. Like right now, I really care. Matter of fact, let me stop lying to myself. I am judging the hell out of Dennis Schroeder right now. I just have one question. Why? All I need to know is the why. I need to know why Dennis Schroeder, who played 61 games for the Los Angeles Lakers last year and averaged 15.4 points and 5.8 assists, shooting about 44% from the field. I need to know why he decided to sign with the Boston Celtics for 1 year for $5.9 million. I hear you out there saying, damn, Uncle Charlotte, you tripping. Why that man getting donkey of the day for signing a one-year deal for almost $6 million? You hating. He getting money. Well, this situation wouldn't be a big deal under normal circumstances, but these aren't normal circumstances. See, it was previously reported Dennis Schroeder turned down a maximum extension from the Los Angeles Lakers before the trade deadline that would have been worth more than $80 million. Mm-mm. 4 years for $84 million to be exact. Yes, you heard what I said. Dennis Schroeder turned down a four-year, $84 million contract with the Los Angeles Lakers to sign with the Boston Celtics for 1 year, $5.9 million. I'm not making any of this up. I know y'all think I just be talking. Let's go to Boston Celtics today for the report, please.
Dennis Schroeder signing on a one-year contract worth $5.9 million with the Boston Celtics.
Now, for the Boston Celtics, this is fantastic because you're getting a pretty solid player at excellent value at under $6 million for this upcoming season. For Dennis Schroeder, it's not good because last year with the Lakers, according to Brian Windhorst, he turned down a four-year, $84 million contract, and now he's settling for less than six.
I'm not here to judge. I'm lying. Dennis Schroeder, okay. I know y'all think Donkey of the Day is judging. I don't think it is, but it is. I just want to know why. I'm all for betting on yourself, but when you average 15.4 points and 5.8 assists a game and you get offered $84 million to play in Los Angeles with the Lakers, the city of angels, the women, the weather, the weed, even if you don't smoke. The women, the weather, it's a really great quality of life. The average temperature in LA is like 85 degrees, not to mention you get to play with LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Carmelo Anthony, Russell Westbrook. I don't know if you get Russell Westbrook if you keep Dennis Schroeder for $80+ million. I don't know if that happens, but let's just say it did. You get to play with those four Hall of Famers and compete for a ring. But you gave up all of that to go sign for a year in Boston? Got a lot of love for Boston. Okay, two people from Boston are the reason we all in these seats right now. Cadillac Jack and G-Spin. Drop on the clues bombs for Cadillac Jack and G-Spin. Okay, I've had some great times in Boston, but I'm not trading sunny L.A. Okay, year-round to play in Boston. And compete for a championship with the Lakers this year? Listen, I don't know if you overplayed your hand, Dennis Schroeder. I don't know if you thought you could get a better offer elsewhere, but I do know that Law 47 and the 48 Laws of Power is do not go past the mark you aim for in victory. Learn when to stop. Now, it was reports that he really wanted a $100 million deal. Okay, so I'm sure his agent was pushing for that, but the moment of victory is often the moment of greatest peril. In the heat of victory, arrogance and overconfidence can push you past the goal you had aimed for. And by going too far, you make more enemies than you defeat. Now, you didn't make any enemies, Dennis. Only thing you didn't make was about $78 million extra dollars and the chance to really, really compete for an NBA championship. I don't know who your agent is, who your representation is, but please let us know so we don't use them. And by the way, he may come out and tell us why he signed with the Celtics over the Lakers, and it might make perfect sense. If it does, I have no problem retracting this donkey. But as of right now, please give Dennis Schroeder the biggest hee-haw. Am I missing something here? Am I the only person this doesn't make any sense to?
Definitely doesn't make any sense.
Okay. Just making sure.
Well, who advised him? His agent?
I don't know.
His mama? His manager? Don't know.
Even if you wanted 100, if you get 84 to play 4 years in L.A. with the team that they're building over there, it's L.A. Like, it's the Lakers.
Well, I mean,
maybe he bet on himself.
Yeah, be sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't have turned down to 84, though.
No. Mm-mm.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day. Up next, Ask Ye. 800-585-1051 if you need relationship advice. Or any type of advice, call Ye now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
What you wanna know?
Baby mama issues? Need some words of wisdom? Call up now for Ask Ye. 800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on! Need relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Ye.
Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Ye. If you need relationship advice, you can hit her up, 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
This is a caller, So E.
What?
So E.
So E?
Yep.
That's the name you going with?
That's the name I'm going to go with.
I ain't mad at
already
you.
Already too many people going to know me anyway.
All right, well, what's your question for you?
Angela Yee, I've been in a 5-year relationship with a married woman.
Okay.
And she's been with her husband for 19.
All right, no plans on leaving her husband, and you're fine with that?
No, I wasn't. I was understanding that we were going to get together. But during the whole situation, Angela Yee, we had a child together.
Whoa, okay.
And I'm trying to figure out, after all this time, she told me she was going to be with me, but then now she just left it alone. So and I'm off to the side. I'm off like I never existed.
Okay, so she told you she was going to leave her husband for 5 years. Y'all stayed together. You even had a child with her. Did she tell her husband that was his child?
No, I told her. I stepped to him and told him the whole thing.
But are you sure that's your child?
I know positively that's my child.
Okay, you had a DNA test.
No, I'm trying to get that done now.
So you don't know positively that that's your child until you get that DNA test?
Until I get the DNA test, true. But okay. I put my kids' pictures up to that child, and it looks just alike.
Okay, so, all right, so you still should get the DNA test. Okay, so she never told her husband. You stepped to her husband. What happened?
Nothing. He acted like he didn't even care.
So what is it that you want to happen here?
I just want to, I don't think that we're going to ever be together now. I just want to know that I can be able to see my child.
Okay. So the DNA test is really important for you to be able to do that. It feels like, but are your feelings hurt over this situation as well?
A little, because I put a lot of trust into her. I put a lot of time into it. For 5 years, we were, inseparable. We was just made for each other.
Mm-hmm. Right. I want you to be able to acknowledge that as well and be able to take care of yourself and do the things that you need to do to make sure that you heal from this experience. I know sometimes we want to just act tough and like something didn't bother us that much, but I think it's, perfectly okay and normal for you to feel hurt about this and to have issues with trust moving forward.
Right.
So I want you to be able to acknowledge those things and say them out loud and work on that for yourself. And in the immediate future, I also want you to get that DNA test and make sure that you know your rights as a parent.
Right.
You okay?
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm good with that.
Okay.
I just want to hear somebody give me some advice about it. That's all. Because I'm trying to go through the legal system right now because it's been a whole lot. Mm-hmm. And I'm just, where should I go?
Fight for your child. Make sure that you're able to be in your child's life. And also make sure you take care of yourself because, I think this is something that has to be devastating for you. This woman lied to you and led you on. Clearly, you were in love with her. You cared about her. It was a 5-year relationship. And now it's over, but you also have a child from it. So I want you to be able to co-parent. I want you to be able to see your child. And I want you to be able to move forward and one day have a fulfilling relationship.
Right. I appreciate that, Anthony.
All right. We wish you so much luck. And, we love you up here on The Breakfast Club.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Yee right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I'ma
keep it real with you. Get some real advice with Angela Yee. It's Ask Yee.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
This is Rob.
What's your name?
Rob from New York.
Rob. What's up, Rob? What's your question for Ask Yee?
So a few months ago, right, I started dealing with this girl, right? I was talking to her. We got like a little cool vibe, but I had a girlfriend at the time. So me and my current girlfriend, we was having issues. So I kind of broke up with her. Like, I guess you could say, like, we had an argument, so I was done with her, but she didn't know I was done with her. So I started dealing with this other girl a little more, you know what I'm saying? And now it got crazy. And I told my girl about her. Like, after the fact, after we had already been sleeping around and stuff. So, I've been trying to get them together on this, like, poly.
Oh,
poly
my gosh.
Situation. It almost was coming together, but now it's to the point where, like, they don't want to do it like that. They just want, like, they just want me. Like,
they want you to choose.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, this is where you messed up in the beginning is that you didn't break up. Basically, you were cheating on your girlfriend with somebody else that you met, right? She's thinking y'all had an argument, you guys made up. She's thinking you're still together. In your head, your excuse is, well, we had an argument, so I started dating somebody else, and we're kind of not together. We were kind of on a break, but I'm going to keep it going. And like you said, you were sneaking around. So now you have to make a decision.
I ain't really ready to make a decision because they both know about each other and they both, like, kind of with it. So now, until I make the decision, so I've been dealing with both of them. And
right.
They know. They both
know. But they're not with that.
I mean, they say they're not with it, but they ain't really doing nothing about it.
So you would rather just keep on going till this whole thing explodes? If they're telling you that they are not cool with that.
I was going to explode, though.
I mean, one of them could start dating somebody else. Would you be okay with that?
I don't know.
Because that's what you're setting this up for. There's only so much a woman is going to take. And especially if they've expressed to you, this is not working for me. It's not really fair. If you care about them and they're telling you this is not working, you can't be selfish.
Yeah, I'm definitely being selfish. I like the situation I'm in right now.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's going to be even more stressful for you and it's not fair to them. Do you care about their feelings?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, well, what are your plans? What can you do? If you care about their feelings, they're telling you they're not cool with this, you have to make a decision. What is your decision?
I don't know. And they keep trying to force me to make a decision. I really, like, I honestly don't know what to do.
Sounds like you need to be single, sir.
You think so?
I mean, you're lying and sneaking around, and you're saying they know about each other. They're telling you that's not what they want. You're going to keep on going until it just stops. Would you rather one of them leave you and then there's no decision to make? Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, well, if you feel like that's the, and I do feel like, yes, as women, we, you know, we shouldn't accept certain things, and we have to just really be proactive in taking a stand for ourselves. But in this situation, they've expressed how they felt, and one of them is going to end up leaving, maybe both of them. Or maybe what's going to happen is one of them will leave and the other one will be left with a damaged relationship with you because you were not honest.
I mean, I think that's silly, though. Like, wow, I don't know. This whole thing it became more stressful than I thought it was going to be. Or not stressful, but more complicated than I thought it was going to be.
Well, I'm sure it's stressful for everybody involved. So what you need to do is you need to come to some type of resolution. You can't just be passive and sit back and wait and see what happens. You have some serious things to think about and some decisions to make.
I just don't understand why they just don't come together and just like...
Because they don't want to.
Well, why not, though? Like, that's the best. Y'all both love me, right?
They don't. You love both of them?
Yeah.
Then why are you doing this to them?
Oh, stop it, you. I'm not doing nothing to them, man. You gotta stop that, man.
You don't think their feelings are hurt?
I mean, probably.
Okay. Well, then,
too,
sir, you gotta stop thinking about yourself. Stop it. Your feelings are not hurt. You're being selfish and greedy.
I mean,
you're not thinking about them. You're thinking about you.
I'm thinking about how happy we would all be together. That's what I'm thinking about.
They just said they don't want to do that. Both of them.
I know. They keep repeating that too. Too much.
Listen, all I know is think about your karma.
I gotta let the newer one go because I already know the one that I've been with for 6 years.
You gonna do what you want. Listen, sir, you're gonna do what you want to do anyway, but don't let this decision happen to you, okay? Make a decision. Don't let it just happen. It's not gonna end up good.
You know what I'm saying? All right.
No. All right, bye.
Thank you.
He's still going to mess with both of them.
All right. Ask Yee. 800-585-1051. We got rumors on the way?
Yes. And Issa Rae, the trailer is here for her new show. It's going to be on HBO Max, and it's called Sweet Life Los Angeles. We'll tell you more.
All right. We'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Happy Wednesday. What's happening, people? How y'all feeling?
Morning.
What's happening?
Morning. We are The Breakfast Club. Mm-hmm. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Issa Rae.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Issa Rae has a new unscripted series on HBO Max called Sweet Life Los Angeles, and that is going to be premiering August 19th. They just released the first trailer for that series. Here it is.
Everything I say, it just happens.
So we're going to be millionaires.
Yes.
South Central LA. We breed top creative superstars.
And I love my group of friends. We're all striving to be the best.
We about that action.
He disrespected you. What are you gonna do about it? I'm never gonna trust him again.
If somebody's getting out of line, you'll be put back into line.
I'm more successful than you because I work harder than you.
Are we even friends?
Hey, look, you better go pray on it.
Issa, young icon Rae. What is it about, though?
It's a look at what it means to be young, black, ambitious, and in constant pursuit of one's dreams. And so it's a young, charismatic, and entrepreneurial cast. They range from everything from a music manager to a fashion designer to a marketing specialist, and they're up and coming.
Icon Rae. Nobody moves iller than Issa to me in Hollywood. She minds her black-owned business professionally and personally. The only time we discuss Issa is when it's about work and when she wants you to know something about her personal life, which is very, very rare. She tells you herself and keeps it moving.
All right, now let's talk about 50 Cent. That's somebody who tell you everything, right? And now he recently did an interview with E's Nightly Pop, and he talked about DaBaby. He does believe that DaBaby will bounce back from everything.
He is a really talented, special artist, right? And he just transitioned from being in that pool that everyone's in as a rap artist. Like, they didn't notify him that he's turning into a superstar. There's nobody that tells you, now you're being held to these standards that are mainstream standards, that you can't say things and you can't do these different things. And he didn't have a publicist involved, and this is why the response took so long. He's only 2 years into his career. There's no artist development. There's no strong A&R, and there's definitely no media training.
Do you think he could bounce back?
Yeah, he will. as long as he keeps the consistency with the music, he'll be back. Like, remember they canceled Chris Brown like 5-6 times?
I mean, he's right. Course correction has to happen. Like, yeah, who's teaching people? You know, y'all better start giving folks the grace you want others to have with you. You better start having the grace you want God to have with you as well.
All right, now 50 Cent also talked about marriage, kind of, but kind of not.
No pressure, but are there any plans to make her a Mrs. 50 Cent?
Oh, man, you in a hurry. Why are you going? So what you got? You late for something?
You late for? Not a hurry. 2 years is a good time to start to get things seriously.
Morgan is of the belief after 2 years, you never going to get the ring.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's what you, who believes that? Who says that?
Morgan said that.
I believe, you don't believe in friendship.
Not friendship.
Nope, 50. Got to use the same advice you gave to the baby. Call your publicist to answer that question. All right? All right, call the publicist to answer that question to get you out of that one, okay?
Well, they seem like they have a good time together on social media. Mm-hmm. All right, now 50 Cent and Patina Miller also had a little back and forth on social media, and it was because of Taraji P. Henson. You know 50 Cent loves trolling people. And so he posted, and Patina Miller is, by the way, the person that plays on Power Book 3.
Killing
it,
by the way.
Yeah, Lord, she's doing an amazing job on that show. And so he said, you know, I don't miss nothing. Patina Miller knocking Cookie-ish out the box. Empire who, how, where, LOL. Now, Patina Miller commented. She said, normally I wouldn't comment, but I feel it's necessary. Both of these characters are strong AF. I love that queen and look up to her. I do think both characters can coexist and one doesn't have to be better than the other. Lift them both up. Thank you for your support always. So 50 Cent responded at Patina Miller, I'm the only one comparing you and Taraji to make people see you that way. Taraji crazy ass put in a lot of work. It takes a lot of time to get in the hearts and minds of an audience like that. You over there on some black women power-ish, SMH, LOL, WTF.
Empire not even on no more.
I know, but you know he loves to troll.
Yeah, he loves to troll.
It's not that even troll. I don't call it trolling. He stirs up waters to catch fish.
Have you watched Raising Kanan yet?
I have. I watched all of it.
Yeah.
I thought it was dope. I haven't seen it so far. How many has it been? Five?
It's only three.
It's only been three so far.
Oh, okay.
Next week is four. Yeah.
All right. No, I dig it.
Dope.
No, she is amazing on that show.
She is amazing.
Yeah.
Who else is amazing on that play?
The play?
No, not on that show. What's his name? Oh, my gosh.
What, Malcolm Hayes?
It's a
he
good
plays
show,
50
though.
Cent.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
50 don't forget nothing. No. 50 the type to shoot in the ground at your grave when you're buried.
All right, now, according to authorities, Eminem's ex-wife Kim Scott was hospitalized after a suicide attempt during which she was combative with law enforcement. There was a call that was put in. It was on July 30th to Kim's home. They said when they arrived, she was so combative she had to be restrained by deputies. It appeared she had cut herself. There were several small lacerations on the back of her leg and a good amount of blood on the floor. She was rushed to the hospital for both medical and psychological evaluation. And they said now she is back home and is recovering. So prayers to her.
Yikes. Definitely sending her healing energy. Lord have mercy.
All right, now Rick Ross, Freddie Gibbs, G Herbo, J Electronica, Babyface Ray, and other people are slated to perform at the Nobody's Home Music Festival stage in Benton Harbor, Michigan. And that is a show that actually when Al Harrington was up here the other day and John Monopoly, they were discussing this. It's actually to bring awareness about cannabis laws. So that's going to be happening on September 4th. Also, for Bonnaroo, that music festival is going to now require a vaccination proof or a negative COVID-19 test for entry. So that's in Manchester, Tennessee. They did say the safety of our patrons and staff is our number one priority. As such, a full COVID-19 vaccination or negative test will be required to attend. So they do strongly encourage vaccination, and the festival is happening September 2nd to the 5th.
Okay.
All right, so some of the people that are going to be on the Bonnaroo Festival are Tyler, the Creator, Young Thug, Meg Thee Stallion, Lil Baby, Run the Jewels, Kevin Gates, and more.
Has it always been this many festivals? I just haven't been paying attention.
Yeah, Bonnaroo's been around for a while.
Always been.
I was thinking Lollapalooza.
Joey Badass is who I was thinking. He kills it.
Oh, no, nah, Joey's a beast.
He's doing his thing.
I be forgetting Joey Rap. Joey's a beast.
Yeah, Joey nah, kills it.
He does a great job because sometimes I don't realize it's him when I'm watching
stuff. He does a great job at Raising Kanan.
And he got an Oscar.
All right, well, that is your rumor report.
Yeah, but it's a zillion festivals. I think we hear it more now because they're all the limits and what they're trying to do to shut them down, but yeah, zillion of them. All right, shout the revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice mixes up next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hey, it's Angela Yee. Don't let weak hair hold you back. Carol's Daughter's Goddess Strength Collection supports hair as it gets longer for hair that's 15 times stronger after one use. Available at carolsdaughter.com and your local retailer.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, we got shout to the Locks for joining us this morning.
Salute to the LOX, man. First ballot, Hall of Famers. And I'm serious. MSG really needs to put a Locks jersey in the rafters. I mean, the Barclays got, you know, Biggie's jersey in the rafters. You know what I mean? So it's not like they don't do things like that for rappers. So right. I think Jay-Z up at the Barclays too?
I believe so. For the three shows he did. Remember four shows he sold out? I think so.
He opened up the Barclays.
He opened up the Barclays. So I think he is.
Well, either way, they need to put the Locks jersey in the rafters, man.
All right.
At MSG.
You can see the full interview on our YouTube page. And shout out to DJ Will. DJ Will is a DJ up here in our Power 105 station in New York. He actually was the chef
up north.
Morning. That's right.
So. And would have got left up north. But he was the chef up north.
Yeah. So you can check out willanddaughters.com. And also shout out to Doc's Cake Shop, who provided the cake for the Locks.
Appreciate them. And you know, earlier, Envy, you were asking about Joey Badass and talking about him on Raising Kanan. I saw he had tweeted out that he needs somebody to make him an acting reel, including Mr. Robot, Two Distant Strangers, Raising Kanan, Wu-Tang, Grownish, and Boomerang. And please make it under 1 minute if possible. So all of you editors and filmmakers and stuff out there, Joey Badass is asking for that.
You got an agent, Joey. Come on, Joey.
I think it'd be nice. You could find some real talent like that.
That's what your agent is for, Joey.
All right. Well, okay. When we come back, we got the positive notice, the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, right, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. And shout out to you guys. 3 days left to Coachella, Atlantic City. You know, I got a call yesterday, which I think I'm trying to set up. They're going to allow me to do vaccines there.
So that's good.
If somebody wanted to get the vaccine, maybe haven't got it yet and still thinking about it, and I think what we're going to do is set up a truck where somebody, they're going to be giving vaccines there.
Yeah, because, you know, I have Angela Yee Day, and I was a little nervous about trying to do it, but I think I'm pivoting to vaccinations. And I was telling you, they did that at Kanye's concert. They have vaccinations on site. Yeah,
well, salute to Johnson & Johnson for supporting all these events, man. They supported Kanye. They supporting Envy's Car Show.
Nope.
They're doing Yee's.
Johnson is definitely not supporting. But if you want, I think we're going to set that up. That if you want to get a vaccine, I mean, it's not, you know, required, but if you want to get one, I think we're
going to
have a truck there.
It's nice to have it accessible for people who want it, because sometimes that might be the difference for people who are on the fence. It's right here, might as well do it.
That's right. All right, well, you got a positive note, shout out, Mike.
Well, yeah, I want to tell everybody too, this Saturday, I'll be in Monk's Corner, South Carolina. You know, my annual book bag.
You got to go to Thunderbolt.
Thunderbolt is nowhere near Monk's Corner, bro. That's Florence. But I'm doing my annual book bag and school supply giveaway. So this Saturday from 2 to 5 p.m. at Berkeley High School, pull up, okay? And we got you, all right? Also, I want to salute Anita Kopax. You know, Shallow Waters is out right now. That's the second release off my book imprint, Black Privilege Publishing. It's a fictional book. I really think y'all should buy it for your daughters, man. It's really one of those stories that, you know, lets people understand the power that we possess. It's about the Yoruban deity of the sea, Yimiya. Okay, so I think you should buy that for your daughters. And she has a virtual book event tonight with Charis Books, okay? It's via Crowdcast, so you can go to Shallow Waters Book Instagram for more information on that. And the positive note is simply this: once you replace negative thoughts with positive ones, you'll start having positive results. It's really just that simple, people.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.